And it is not only a question about being progressive, but about complying with new power structures. And right, the morality against the old aristocracy generates the new one. And it is not a matter of being big or small, but a matter of wanting to be big or small. Everything big has a root in the small, and it is there that we shall return. And in the end, we ought to aim to be useless for the machine and useful for nature. And we always have to live with the idea that if it is not this authority to persecute our autonomy, it will be the next. And the most important lesson is that freedom is but temporary and not to be constantly reinvented. And there are two driving forces, the more vulgar one of exploiting nature and the more artistic one of exalting it. And what the state is, it makes each and every member. And by being determined in our own nature, we don't impose it onto others, but let them discover their own. And individualism is the intuitive bridge back to our own nature and away from a more and more artificial civilization. If not all politics in the long run leads to absolute corruption, they will certainly lead to absolute conformism. And like music without dance, theory without action is decadence. And in the long run, the only difference between an authoritarian regime and a democratic one is that in the latter we can choose our own prison, while in the former we cannot. And the more the people become aware of the danger of the megastructure, the more the megastructure will try to devise ways to get rid of them. And the elite with its powerful machine has in the end stripped all individuals of their sovereignty. And most importantly, the technologies for small autonomies ought to unlink themselves from the technology of big corporations. And dominance is abusing power over the weak, while resistance is keeping up with our power against the dominators. And the more migrants to the land, the more the new blood, the more migrants to the urban fabric, the more the new blood keeps on being established. And only a non-gentrified nature offers us the variety to fully manifest our humanity. And ultimately, the state is the imitation of corporations, and corporation has become small states. And one ought to fully renounce to the comfort of the capital in order to become an example of salvation. And in the end, only the ignorant believe that there should be such a thing as the freedom to be powerful. And in modern terms, emancipation leaves us two options, that of being a clerk in an institution or that of trying to become the boss. And the transition may be from many dominators killing one another to few dominators killing innocents to zero dominators. And we just consume for the consuming sake and are forced to produce for the producing sake and vice versa. It isn't a question of gender or race, but a question that every single individual ought to practice his or her independence. And we ought to understand that as soon as artificial integration sets in, the natural disintegration begins. And we ought to de-establish ourselves from the establishment in order to re-establish our own selves, and in order to safeguard the small, we are tricked in the end to fully support the big. And the exploiters become protective only to be re-exploited and undertake a full cycle. And in the end, history keeps on showing that given power to the victims, they become the new villains. And every new mainstream tendency is but a way to regenerate to all the elite. And the main reason for depression is an overwhelming civilization detaching humans from their nature. The more we mature in our own nature, the less it ought to be a compromise with artificially made laws. And it is the state in the end that for the sake of its economy finances the unnatural. And in order to keep naturally stable within the artificially imposed stability of the state, one ought to keep on being unstable. And the biggest Taoist truth is that the more society develops into a power structure, the more the people within get confused. And nothing baroque should come out of us, but a most sober beauty. And exploring people in the end is like exploring the landscape they so much relate to. And in its teamwork organization driven by the state, society misses out the contemplative work of each individual. And in the end, there is a majority seeking a worldly establishment and a minority seeking nothing and very, very few seeking a spiritual establishment. And all in our radical attempt to set nature free, we shall not be dogmatic, but most playful. And power is a fight between the old and the new morality, when we shall have no morality at all, but our own nature. And if they don't create a monopoly, corporation creates of each human a monopoly. And in the end, the well-being of each social member is based on how he or she can support the power of the machine. And in all the activism, we ought to be active in the traditional sense of being inactive in being with our nature. And the problem per se is not outsourcing, but the large-scale organized outsourcing of the mega machine. And if on one end we want to be open in our creative expansion, we close down so as to protect from being regimented by the machine. And one thing is to criticize or at the most protest, and the other is to fully develop the counter alternative. And in ancient civilization, hell is now and paradise later, while in modern civilization, paradise is now and hell is all later. And in a technical organization, we are only free in a very limited time and space, and we ought to hyper-organize our nature to free ourselves from it. And in the enslaving overflow of the technical system, freedom in the end is but the question of getting organized and under a hierarchical structure. Emancipation in the end becomes so dominant it can override all other basic rights. And either we go with the flow and thrives in the evil, or make the giant effort of going against it, producing some good counterwaves. And there is one great freedom, and that is that of being completely ignored by a system that wants to punish us. And soon enough, the law becomes more dominant than the dominators it tries to oppress. And it isn't about ignorance, but about how independently one can dwell in to our own existence. And the more solid the bourgeois setting, the more the environment around it is vulnerable to catastrophe. And there is nothing more impeding to the instinct than the total colonization of nature.